Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Yasmin Nicole, and welcome back to the Geeky Natural Mom podcast. Welcome back to the fortress, y'all. This episode, man, let me just throw a disclaimer out there that this episode may pertain views and opinions of things that some people may not agree with. And I mean, I feel like it's my calling and, you know, my purpose to speak out about, you know, what I'm going to talk about in the episode. So if there's things that you don't agree with, then don't listen, or please try to respect how I feel. In no way, shape, or form, I'm trying to change people's minds. I'm just trying to make people aware of what's going on. So this is taking like a little different approach from, you know, what I do, you know, for this podcast. So, I mean, this is something that I'm passionate about, something, you know, that I've been doing for as long as I can remember. So, I just wanted to throw that out there, and like, I'm trying to keep it neutral as possible. I can say I'll try to keep it as neutral as possible. So, yeah, I just had to throw that disclaimer out there. So today we're going to talk about your voice for change. And we got a really important election coming up. And again, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you, you know, you should vote for this person, you know, right or wrong. Like, but I am telling you to vote. So that's one thing you can do is vote. So basically, with these midterm elections, it's a lot of things that I'm going to bring aware to you, and I'm going to try to describe how you can use your voice for change. And it don't even have to be on a political standpoint. It can be like something as your community. Like, we all live in a community, obviously, and, you know, we get tired and we get frustrated about things, and, you know, we sit there and we can complain on social media all the time. But when are we going to step up and get up and, you know, fight for rights and fight for, you know, different things we want in the community? Like, when are we going to do that? I'll wait. But I want to pose this question to y'all. Are you willing to sacrifice everything to make a change? Now, while, you know, this episode is rolling, I want you to think about that question. And however you feel about that question, feel free to, you know, DM me, contact me, you know, about the question and, you know, how you feel about it and things like that. So if you agree with it, if you disagree with it, yes or no, let me know. So I think that as people, we are beings of service, meaning that we are here to basically help out one another. And I'm not saying like as far as just a big thing about service and helping, like just giving back. Like, that's what I think that's what it's about. It's about giving back, and it's about paying it forward and, you know, fighting for, you know, everything that we believe in. I think that we are people of service. And I think my journey of activism and service started probably when I was younger, and I didn't even realize it. It was just more so my mom just dragging me to everything that she did. And that taught me a lot about diversity. It taught me a lot about equality. It showed me a lot, you know, as a young person. And, you know, I'm now realizing, like, you know, being around that and her dragging me everywhere meant a lot, because it taught me so much, you know. So I'll probably say, yeah, I think it was destined for me to just be a person of service, be a person of activism. My mom worked for the school district, and she was very passionate about education and making sure that everybody has their educational rights and, you know, being part of the community. Like, my mom was always, you know, that person. Like, she I don't know. I might be like putting my age out there, but y'all remember Play Street? If y'all from like the Philly area, y'all know about Play Street. But basically what that was, like you give out the lunches in the summer, and like my mom went all out. Like she would have like different games and toys and like all like types of like dope stuff, you know, because when you do like the Play Street stuff, you give out lunch and you give out breakfast and a snack. So I don't know if this still goes on, but I really hope it does, because like that was a big role in the community and how, you know, we were back then, that village, because we were together, we were connected, we were, you know, getting to reach out to each other and help each other out. And we don't have that now. And I'm not saying it's not out there, because it is out there. It's just not as much of it. So, you know, us, you know, me as a parent, and just us as people that live in the community, like it's important for, you know, us to give back to each other and, you know, have those things for our children, because we are losing our children to the streets and gangs and all this other stuff that, you know, that's out there. Like our children are lost, and all these things are going on because we're not, we don't, as I say in all these episodes, we don't have that village. Like I remember when I was growing up, we had that village. Like it takes a village to raise a child. So like I had that village. Like we don't have that village anymore, unfortunately, and we need to bring that back. And you know, I know that saved like pretty people of being out in the streets and you know living that lifestyle. Like I'm a living testament of that, regardless of after when I got older, but still, like that changed my life. Like even if we're not a parent, you know, we have to be active in children's life, being a mentor, big brother, big sister, or whatever like that, because now, like right now, it's important. So I just wanted to like touch base on that, how like the importance of being active in the community and being active in a children's life is so important. Like I said, again, you don't have to be a parent to do that. Like your niece, your nephew, whatever. So, did I cover all the bases on that? Yeah. So, because I'll be like, sometimes like, y'all notice, like I go off topic, but I want to make sure I put in the key points of what I'm, you know, what the episode is about and what I'm trying to portray. So now, like I said, it always been a part of me, and growing up, probably like high school, I kind of took it seriously. Probably more in my adulthood, I took it more seriously, but like I was involved in a lot of community activities, and like the coolest thing, one of the coolest things I've probably ever done is I was a part of this media company, and we made like a documentary of, you know, our neighborhood where I grew up and the school that I went to, because there was a lot of controversy and like stuff in the media at the time about the school. So we made our own like little documentary that was a part of the local public television station, which I'm gonna throw in here. Please support your local public television station, please. Like, I'm going to say that to, I'm blue in the face. Like, please support your local public television station. Like, the government is trying to take away great resources and great education. Like, PBS was a big part of my life. Like, just please, just support your local public television station. Thank you. Okay, back to what I was saying. Like that was one of the coolest things I've, like I said, or like one of the coolest things I've ever done. I got to edit, I got to direct, I got to do all these things that I've dreamed about doing as a kid. And I got to do it that short time. Like it was such a great experience to have that moment and to use, you know, my voice and talk about our community and how we grew up. Like, it was a really great feeling to have to do that. And then probably in my adulthood, I got involved in a lot of volunteering for different organizations. I got an opportunity to do a internship at a for a state representative. Well, now he's a state representative, but he was running for the office at the time. And, you know, seeing that from a government standpoint and, you know, how things work was like pretty awesome. And just getting the word out and canvassing about, you know, different things that the community needed, like when I was experienced, like, yo, this is what I need to do. Like, how can I do that? And it's been on the back burner for a while, but, you know, I feel like, you know, my purpose is to serve and to be a advocate for the people that are not able to. So I think, you know, that's my purpose. I don't know if it's the correct, but I feel like that's what I should be doing. I should be serving. I should give back. I should, you know, be a person of action. No, I'm not saying be a freedom fighter or nothing like that, but like small things could, you know, make a huge change in, you know, whatever you're passionate about. I'm very passionate about autism awareness and, you know, things in the special needs community, domestic violence, mental health, like equality, all types of rights for everyone. Just like that's my passion. That's what I'm passionate about. Like, those are things that I someday that I'm trying to manifest, that I'm able to do these things, not because, you know, it's the thing to do. Like, this is something I've been doing for a long time and I don't want to do. You know, my friends go through this situation. I go through this situation. Like, why would I not support that? Why would I not use my voice for that? Why would I not? So, and I think that we need to stop accepting things that are not okay. For example, we, you know, in our communities, like, it could be so much we can be doing as, like, for our children and, you know, for the elderly. And it's sad because their rights are being taken away or trying to be taken away. And we're just sitting here and not doing anything about it. And this is just a general consensus, and I'm not saying everybody is, you know, not doing something, but we can sit and complain on social media all day about this. Like, it's not gonna do anything. So it's so important to just use your voice and don't let nobody try to take your voice and, you know, pretty much use it for like controversy or backlash, because there's a lot of that too. So I'm just, you know, again, I'm not posing anything to you at all. And it's funny because someone recently said that I was woke, and I was like, I know what it means to be woke, but I don't think that I'm woke, and I'm using that in quotation. I think I'm more aware of what's going on than woke, because anybody can be woke and don't really, you know, put action to, you know, what's going on. So I'm more aware of the situation and using my platform to bring awareness to it, to bring, you know, a positive light to the situation. So like I said, if y'all want to be woke, y'all can be woke, just not, I'm not. So activism is, we can be activists. It's not hard to be an activist. Like, and let's kind of figure out what activism means, because people have their own definitions about it, but let's really sit down and, you know, figure out what activism is. So according to the dictionary, it says activism is the policy or action of using vigorous campaigns to bring about political or social change. And according to everyone's favorite resource, Wikipedia, activism consists of efforts to promote, impede, direct, intervene in social, political, economic, and environmental reform with the desire to make changes in society. So now we somewhat know what it means. How do we bring action to that? Well, I think that with all things require research. If you're really passionate about something and, you know, you're really, for example, if you're really passionate about domestic violence, do your research, actually talk to someone that has been through it, listen to the stories, and again, don't feel like you have to do it because, you know, it makes you, you know, it makes you feel good. And what I mean by that, you know, you're doing it because you feel like it's going to bring like some type of attention that you want, but sometimes it poses as like negative attention. Like, do it because your heart, like, it's in your heart and you want to do it. You're passionate about it. So if you're passionate about domestic violence, then research and try to listen to stories and try to reach out to different shelters and organizations and really, you know, put your foot out there and really understand why, you know, it's important. These situations are important to speak about. And also, you know, again, starting in the community, because it all starts in the community, being a consensus, reaching out to your city official, going to town hall meetings. Like, that's a big one. A lot of people don't know what's going on, you know, within the community. And, you know, something happens and they're trying to figure out why this is happening because they're not going to town hall meetings. They're not going to different organization meetings and like anything that involves the city. Like, be a part of your city and figure out, you know, what can you do and how can you maneuver those things, the things that we need, into fruition. You know what I'm saying? So like, town hall meetings are very important, and especially like in an election standpoint, learn about the platforms of the candidates, because knowing from experience and seeing it for myself, your platform is very important. And if your platform is really about what you're trying to get voted in for, then by all means, vote for that person. But sometimes it's always a hidden agenda, you know, with platforms. And as you see in the media, how, you know, elected officials are, you know, kind of being crooked and corrupt and things like that, and the original platform is not being used anymore. So it's important to really understand, you know, what their platform is and what they're really standing for. And is it something that is important? Is it something that is needed? Going to debates. So as we all know, in debate, we're all want to be debaters and want to debate about every little thing. And that's important to really hear the responses of these officials and, you know, again, making sure that, you know, it's the right person that you want to vote for. And we don't, our attention spans are not how it used to be. Like, we'll pick out different parts and pieces of things and not really take in what, you know, the person in the debate or the person that's talking, we're not really taking it in. We're just taking bits and pieces of it. Like, we actually need to listen and pay attention to what is being said, especially when our livelihood is on the line and, you know, we're not really paying attention to what's going on. So the one thing I've noticed as far as like everything going on now, especially in the special needs community, there's not a lot of resources. We talked about this before. The Disability Act, they're trying to vote yes for the I'm speaking for my state. I don't know what's going on in other states, but I'm speaking for my state. There is a Disability Act that they're trying to pass, and a lot of the rights are being taken away. And from what I'm reading, this is not just a Pennsylvania thing where I live. It's just like a everywhere thing that adult rights for, you know, adults with disabilities, their rights are being taken away with education. People are not, they're trying to take away the special education programs in the schools and take away educational rights for special needs children and adults. And like, this is a real problem. And this is very passionate to me, knowing my situation and, you know, people that I know, their situation, they're going through the same thing too. Like, this is important. So it's very important to, you know, pay attention and see what's going on, because it's a possibility this can be taken away from us, and then all we know is gone. So what do we do? This is where you use your voice and use, everybody has a platform, whether it be, you know, in the community, social media, YouTube, whatever. Everybody has a platform. It depends on how you use your platform and, you know, what's important. So we can use our platform for so much negativity and so much judgment, but we won't use it for activism. We won't use it for advocacy, because regardless of how much you advocate, how much you do activism, the thing that you're passionate about, especially, I say, for example, you know, if you're trying to get, you know, rights for your child and, you know, something's not right, they're still going to collect the check. So it's up to you to speak up and say, look, I already know y'all going to get a check regardless of how I feel about the situation, but I want help for my child, or I want rights for this or anything like that. They're still going to collect the check regardless if you don't speak up your voice or not. Use your voice to speak up or not. Sorry about that. But they're going to collect the check. So, like, if you're going to collect a check, use it, like, pretty much just put yourself out there and make them work for what they're getting paid for. You know what I'm saying? So we constantly put ourselves out there thinking that we don't have rights and we don't have this and we don't have that. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Just step up and do it. Like, that's it, period. And you can get anything that you want to get. It's so much discrimination. It's so much misconceptions about everything. And it's so sad to see that this country that's supposed to be the land of opportunity, we're not getting any opportunity whatsoever. And we're not taking action of making sure that we get that opportunity. I don't even have to speak on what's, you know, what opportunities that we're not getting. It's out there. I'm not trying to make it, you know, this a whole political thing. I'm, again, trying to be neutral. But if y'all pay attention, watch CNN and watch the news platforms. I'm not saying get overwhelmed and watching them, but see what's going on around you and know that this is a problem and this is really happening. We have to stop shielding our eyes from, you know, trying to not, oh, I don't want to, you know, touch on that. And I don't want to talk about that. And I don't want to blah, 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 blah. Like, stop. And this is the problem. We cannot do this. And I'm saying we can be the little freedom fighters that we want to be, you know? So I'm just saying, Nas and Tony Montana, aka Scarface, taught me that the world is yours. So why not, you know, make a little small change in the world? It can, again, the smallest thing it can be, and just make a change. We can do that. I mean, I feel like this sounds so corny and so tacky, but I'm telling you, like, your voice matters. Everything that you stand for matters. Everything that you believe in matters. Everything that you're willing to fight for matters. And when you pose yourself and do these things, don't stop. Because you're going to have a lot of naysayers and a lot of judgment towards what you're doing. Don't stop doing it. So all this, we're just going to wrap it up and just pose it all into a list of things. Research. Reach out. Volunteer. Actually make time for it. That's like the big one. Because we can say we want to be activists and we want to be advocates and we want to use our voice for this, that, and the third. But actually making time for it. Using your platform and using it for good. Not for attention or fame. Using it because you feel like this is what you want to do. And read. Read. Why I say read? Because it's important to be able to see things from a different perspective, if you get what I'm saying. Articulate what you're trying to say. And also learning something new. So read. And what I mean, like, read on that situation. I mean, you should read anyway, but read books on, you know, those things. So, and that's my time, y'all. I hope that it wasn't, you know, a bunch of rambling and a bunch of ranting. But it's very important for us to vote in this upcoming election. It is important for us to learn about our candidates, learn about what, you know, what they stand for. It's important. And I hope you guys will vote. I hope you guys will use your voices for what you believe in. So now I ask a question. I put everything out there. Are you willing to sacrifice everything to make a change? A big change, small change, planting the seeds, whatever. Are you willing to do that? Let me know. Hit me up and just, we can talk about it and just be friends or whatever. That sounds so tacky. But yeah, we can talk about it and, you know, we can, you know, share our views on that. And I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Follow me at my social medias. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We are on 7. You hear me? 7 platforms, including Spotify, Apple, Google, and all those things. So that's my time, y'all. And I'm out. Peace and love.